My name is Ryan Riley, and you're listening to the Star Third Ward Podcast. This podcast is designed to help the members of our ward family come closer together by capturing their stories. Bishop.
Yes.
You're new, like less than a month, right?
Yeah.
Has it been a full month?
I shouldn't start counting the days yet because it's a long time, but yeah. it's about a month. I think it's probably right about 4 weeks.
So you're right in about 4 weeks. Yeah. I just got called as Elders Quorum President and set apart yesterday. Yes,
thank you for accepting that.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm like.
We had a great experience in submitting your name.
I appreciate that. We'll get into that later. But like before we go into the purpose of this podcast, I want to just kind of hear like your thoughts as a new bishop. And like, if you could think about it, because you don't have the opportunity really to just talk with everybody in the ward like all at once. And
right.
Like, unless you're speaking from the podium, and then it's a different conversation, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So like.
Yeah. So I this is funny because I actually yesterday I told Rebecca, I said, you know what I would love to do? I would love to like take 2 or 3 weeks off of work and just like go and visit everybody. But I also recognize that most people at our ward are probably working. So that probably would be counterintuitive, but just to sit down with everybody and see where they are and meet people where they're at and get to know them and how we can serve them and how to support them in their journey through the gospel and covenant path and all that sort of stuff. So, and I haven't quite been able to wrap my mind around that totally yet, because we've had so many changes that we've had to make. Just people have been in positions for a long time. And so more of that side has been taking place versus going out and ministering,
which
is really what I'm looking forward
to. Well, it was like you said in Ward Council, it's the logistics side of just dialing everything in so that you have the foundation that you want as new bishop to be able to, hopefully the ward will run in a way that will allow you to go do those things, right?
Yes, and we're so blessed. We have so many wonderful people in our ward that can serve and fill positions and do amazing. And it'll be a really fun experience moving forward. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so take me through the process of you being called as a bishop, because I want to kind of capture that. I you know, it only happens once every 5 years, right? In a ward, obviously not everybody has that experience of being a bishop or being called to serve in that capacity, and not everybody wants it. I mean, I don't know anybody that wants it.
That's enough said. You know, I guess you just take opportunities to serve as they come. I'm not one to ever really say no to a calling, but I have joked with my wife that, you know, hey, if that ever came up, that's a no for me. And then you get asked and you're like, gosh, like, you know, what a unique opportunity to serve in that capacity. And so, in fact, she kind of had to give me a nudge when we thought we were getting called in to be released. When President, you know, somebody calls from the stake and says you get to meet with President Ryrie. And we knew Bishop Wood was right at that 5-year mark. And so we went in and met with him, and I just assumed it was a release. Thanks for your service, all that stuff. And that's how it started. It was like, hey, thanks for all you've done, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, great, let's go. And he's all, so with releases come callings. And I'm like, oh no. Like, and that's when it was extended. And apparently I just kind of sat there for like 30 seconds, just not saying much. And he just let me sit there, which is good on him, right? Like, so, and then Rebecca kind of like looked at me, like gave me a little nudge. She's like, and like, I didn't even really have a great response. I was like, whoa, like it was just kind of, it was a little overwhelming to kind of take all that in for a minute and be like, what does that really mean? And I don't think anybody really knows what that means until you're there. And I probably still don't really know what that means until we're further down the path. But in the meantime, we've been in the ward for a long time and we love the people in the Star Third Ward. And it feels like a really good opportunity to get to know people better and for us to grow as me to grow as an individual and for our family to grow and love and serve. And so from that standpoint, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. That, I think that's like, if you look at examples of leadership through service, you know, there's a ton of that obviously in the scriptures and, you know, looking to idolizing and trying to emulate the Savior in his service and what he did. But that's, I think that to me is the exciting part about these leadership callings. because it puts you in a position where you're almost forced to go serve, right? Sure. When you're not, when you don't have that calling, I mean, everybody should go serve, right?
Right, right, right.
But when you don't have that calling, there's always reasons that come up why you're, it's not daily on your mind.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so you're put in a position now to serve.
Yeah, I believe it was President Hinckley that said, your responsibility in your sphere is as important as my responsibility in my sphere. And speaking to people in their callings on an individual basis, from instructors to leadership to anything, like, it's all really important, right? Yeah. And you kind of get in that sphere of where you're at and you just serve as best you can. And sometimes your sphere is a little wider and sometimes it's a little narrower and you just take it on. And so when it's a little wider, there's just more to do and more to love and all the things. So,
but you do have more support. I mean, you've called some you have amazing counselors.
Yes.
You guys have, I've watched you over the last couple of weeks just really gel. I mean,
they're great.
You guys really have gelled. And Bobby's been in for a while, right? Yep. Because he has the experience from the previous Bishop Rick with you, serving with you. So you and Bobby have a great relationship.
We do.
Talk about your counselors and kind of like the feelings that you get when you guys are together.
You're touching on all the things. In fact, you know, going through that experience and calling counselors, I was fairly analytical at first, and just put every Melchizedek priesthood holder in our ward directory on a spreadsheet and just stared at names and prayed. And I was really hoping I'd open my eyes and a couple names be highlighted, and I'd just thank Heavenly Father, and those are the guys. Clearly, those are who you highlighted them on my spreadsheet. You know, awesome. But as I like kept going through those names and that list kept, you know, kind of narrowing and feeling different, there were so many wonderful people that could easily step in. And Bobby and I have a familiarity because we served with Bishop Wood, and that's nice. And Bobby really knows a lot of the stuff in the handbook. He's really kind of a whiz. And then Troy, you know, he's a little younger, but he is a go-getter. He is a doer. And in my mind, the scripture kept coming to me that's, you know, not, what is it? I'm going to misquote it, but it's to not be a hearer of the word only, but to be a doer. And I was like, I know he's a doer. I know there's lots of doers. It's really hard to, you know, just, you got to just heavily rely on the Spirit. And I didn't know Troy really well. He was the finance clerk before this. And so we engaged, but it was just felt really, really good about it after some time. And so we've really like hit a stride. They are the ultimate in support. And every time I thank them for all that they're doing to kind of, as I learn, it's nice to be able to have two men there that are able to do all the other things to keep things functioning. And it's been a really cool experience to see. I can already see why the Spirit said these are the guys that need to be in those spots. And it's only been 4 weeks.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And you're only going to grow tighter. You're only going to drill more. And hopefully the word will fill that.
Yeah. That's the hope.
And be inspired by that as well. It's funny because you come in knowing Bishop Wood, knowing who his heart and his service, but you have your own personality. You have your own like thoughts and ideas. You have your own, like, all of a sudden, and it's such an interesting transition in the church when you see leadership change like that, whether on a small scale from Sunday school president, you know, old new Sunday school president, to on a grander scale, that is bishop in the office of a bishop, and that changes. It's interesting how natural it feels, right? We all love Bishop Wood.
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely love that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we totally do.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. He was amazing in the call.
Yes.
And his heart and his love for the members, and his intimate relationship that he was able to build with each member because of just the personality of who he is.
Right.
Right? And now you come in and your own personality, your own strengths, your own individuality comes into this office and it's different. Which is a good thing. And I think there's this transition that occurs that hopefully can strengthen and unify the ward differently but continue to strengthen and unify.
Yeah, you do see that, right? So you see that with when we got in the ward, it was Bishop Tingey, and then we had Bishop Jacks and Bishop Wood, and now I'm the new bishop, and every one of those men were different, like just different. And so it was funny because I was at Claire's rugby game the other day, one of the other girls that are on her team, her dad was recently released, like within the last year of being a bishop in the Star Fifth Ward. And he made his way over to me at the game and said, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and I was like, I was like, "How do I look? Like, do I look like I'm confused? Am I dazed?" Like, he's like, no, you look good. I was just talking to him for a moment and he said, "Can I give you just one piece of advice that I wish somebody would have told me?" And I said, "Sure, yeah, please." And of course, I'm taking in any advice I can get, right? And he's all, "Don't worry about being anybody else. Like, just be who you are."
Yeah.
Like, I was like, well, that's a good thing, because that's the only person I know how to be.
One of the things that you've talked to me about is how to bring unity in the ward, right? We've talked a lot about how to bring people together. And I think the interesting thing about that is by getting people to know who people are, you start organically creating that. And you came up with, I think, which is an amazing idea. And everybody I've talked to about this loves it. And it's this podcast. This is the first episode of this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about your thoughts on how did this come together? And then you reached out to me and I was like, I'm like, okay, let's go. Right.
Right. Okay.
So like, let's talk about the podcast a little bit. Talk about like your expectations, what your thoughts are. How did this idea really come about?
Okay. Well, I would love to take full credit for it. But I can't. I actually heard it on another podcast and they were interviewing some folks, and this one guy, it was a church podcast church-based podcast, not by the church, but they were interviewing this one guy and they asked him what his calling was in the ward, and he said, "You're going to laugh. I'm the ward podcaster." And the guy was like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, we started a podcast in our ward. It's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a little cheesy, whatever." And he didn't go into a whole lot more detail, but I had something happened like right about then where I was driving and listening to this podcast and I stopped, and that was kind of where it ended. And that just kind of marinated in my brain a little bit. And I was like, that does sound like a dumb idea. And then I was like, wait, this sounds kind of genius the more I thought about it. And so then I was like, well, how would you do that? How do you, make multiple episodes and do all the things that you have to do with the podcast? And I knew you had a podcast for your business side, doing all that leadership. And so that's when I reached out to you, kind of, and it's very much in its infancy in my brain. And I was like, hey, how hard would this be to do? And you're like, I think you probably had the same impression, like, huh? Like, and anyway, it's obviously merited. I shared this. I know Chad Wolf in our ward, he listens to a lot of podcasts, and I threw it at him and he thought it was a really dumb idea, like for the first few hours. And then the next morning he like is like, I think that's kind of genius. And so in my mind, the way I envision it is just allowing us to get in front of people and to hear from people on a more personal level. Like, we hear people at church and we hear people as they give talks, and you bump into them and at ward socials and you have these conversations, right? You pass people in the hall. I mean, I've been in this ward for 15 years, and sadly there's people that I pass in the hall and it's maybe no more than a handshake and a hi. You know, how are you doing? And you just kind of move on, very surface. I was like, there's some people in our ward that have amazing stories to tell. And how cool would it be to allow them a platform of which they can share that, where we're kind of detailing things in their life, just asking, questions. How did you, get involved with the church? Is it something that you're a convert? Were you born in the church? Tell us your stories. How did you meet as spouses? What brings you to Idaho? Like, just these things. And what do you do for fun? I mean, even just like little things that we can talk about that we can really get to know people. And in my mind, I have this beautiful picture of people walking down the hallways at church and shaking hands and hugging. And I heard you on the podcast. Oh my gosh, I didn't know you were into this. Tell me more about it. I also do this, or I'm interested in this. And just You know, I might have romanticized a little bit, but I hope not. I hope that people really like listen and become engaged and want to hear more. And there's people that aren't even coming to church, not because they don't want to be there, but because they, maybe their health, whatever. These people have amazing stories to tell, and we need to hear them.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you say that, because as you're talking, a movie quote came to my mind, and it's from the movie Fight Club. And okay, again, like, we're people, yeah, right? Well. So it's from the movie Fight Club, and they're on the plane, and he talks about the 60-second friend. He's like, thanks for being a 60-second friend. It's that person you meet that you'll never see again, right, that you have this you have an interaction with them, and it's a positive one, and you great, and then you go on and you never see me. It's a 60-second friend, right?
I love it.
And the challenge with that is we don't want our ward to be full of 60-second friends.
Sure.
You know, and it's interesting that you say that, and you even talked about this with Troy. You called Troy as your counselor because the Spirit prompted you, but you didn't know anything about him, really. No. You know what I mean?
I know he's got a cute young family. I know they've been in our ward. I know their kids are really fun. Like, all, you know, fairly surface level things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And if you think about it, that's really, like, I called my counselors, and as I was talking with Shane, or Sean, I was like, I don't know anything about you. Like, we've had, and even with Evan, we've had zero interactions. Right. Like, zero interactions with those two guys. And it's that same situation. It's like, and we've been in the ward for, you know, a little over a year and a half, almost going on 2 years. And he's been in primary. I've been other things. And like,
right,
zero interaction.
Right.
And it's crazy that you can be a part of a ward family and not feel like a family.
Sure.
You know,
right. You get in your segment. And you're comfortable there, right?
And you have one or two friends.
Yeah. And if you're not like careful, you can just remain there. Yeah. And you can miss like some amazing opportunities to associate with some really cool people. And that's where I'm sure some of this will start becoming like, the podcast will start becoming maybe gospel-centered at times. I think some of it will be like a spiritual thought. I think some of it will just be getting to know people, events, just all the things. There's so much you can do with this. And the more I think about it, the more I'm excited about it. I think you share that.
I've
clearly, because I mentioned it to you, and then you went out and you bought this little portable deal to like get us going. Yeah. And
it's funny because I told you, I was like, dude, okay, first of all, you have to be careful because one, I'm an early adapter. Two, I love gadgets. I love audio. I love gadgets.
Yeah,
and like,
that's awesome.
And I'm going to jump headfirst into this. And as I've been thinking through this, I love the idea of one, you think about capturing people's stories. There's this whole concept that has been in the church forever and ever and ever about journaling and ward histories and capturing ward histories. And yet,
here we go.
We do it with old technology.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's written. It's right. Like, nothing's written anymore. I mean,
right.
You think about it, like, all of my studying, all of my research, everything I do, I even have an audio plugin so somebody can read me, Snoop Dogg can read me my email. You know what I mean? It's like everything is multi-sensory in today's world, right? And so, like, when I read my scriptures, I have the audio going with and reading the word, so I get... Like, that's how I get through, because my brain's all over the place, right? I find myself challenged with just reading, but if I have the audio going and reading at the same time, so we're all multi-sensory.
Yeah.
You can plug this into your car and you can listen to this as you're going to work. You can, you don't have to sit down and read a boring, and not everybody's a good writer, right. A boring ward history.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it you miss inflection, right? You miss tone,
totally.
You miss delivery, you miss all that stuff. And I'm picturing like a Ron Barron. Do you know Ron?
Yeah.
Ron, I mean, Ron's like 90. I think he just had his 90th birthday. The guy could tell, he tells the most amazing war stories. Like, why can we not capture that and share that?
Well, and,
right?
And you know, the sad thing is we missed the opportunity with Brother Fisher.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because but we have the boys.
Right.
Right. Dallin and Brandon that can actually
share
a story, their stories about Brother Fisher. So I see this being all encompassing to the ward. I see this having the opportunity to sit down with anybody and everybody and just talk. And that's, I think that's the goal.
That
is to be able to create an avenue where people can get to know each other and have just another touch point so that they can feel that they're a part of something bigger than just a 60-second friend.
Yep. Yeah. And that's where I think you do too, you know, that where we hope this goes, where it just becomes something that, and I'm hoping we're getting some feedback along the way from members of the ward where they're saying, hey, I love that. Hey, that might've been a swing and a miss, right? But like, we're still learning. And so the more we can just get engaged and learn more about people, the more we can love each other and serve each other, and what a blessing that'll be.
Okay. So I want you to give a call to action to the ward about this podcast. Open themselves up. Like pretty soon I hope that this doesn't turn out like I'm the guy from the bishopric calling you to talk at church. You know what I mean? Because it's
like,
not
oh,
that.
It's an assignment.
It's like, oh crap, Ryan's calling me. Like, yeah, he's going to want to come put me on the podcast. I don't want to do that because there's some people that are going to feel, and we respect that, totally appreciate that.
Yep.
But at the same time, right, there's no cameras.
Nope.
It's pretty simple setup.
Yeah.
Right? It's not in your face. Hopefully we'll be able to have amazing conversations where we can just talk and hear your story. So with that, kind of let's do a call to action to the ward.
I think it should go without saying that we can edit out the stutters and the things that people might be uncomfortable with, right? So we can remove that. We can make people sound very polished. My call to action would be to if something has come to your mind, share it with us. Like if you hear this and you're interested and intrigued, reach out, like connect, because we're going to connect as well. But it would be nice to have people reach out and say, I would love for you to talk to me. Let's start getting that list going of folks that we can reach out to right out of the gate, share stories, think about things, maybe let your mind go places, like as you explore where you could what you could possibly say or what you could possibly offer. Think on those things and let it marinate for you a little bit and let's have a conversation, because it's very easy to do. It's very easy. I mean, you just called me this morning or sent me a text, said, what are you doing? Come on over. We're going to do this. I've had zero time to think about what I would say, and here we are. So hopefully it comes out good. But my call to action would be for the ward to just relax. Let's get to know each other. Reach out to us. We're going to reach out to you. Be comfortable with that process. And let's do this.
Thank you for tuning in to the Star Third Ward Podcast. We're so grateful you chose to spend your time with us today. If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, please don't hesitate to reach out. We love hearing from our listeners and value your thoughts and feedback.